ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके हरे कृष्णा. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू से द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ स्विंग फेस्टिवल विच हैपन इन वृंदावन धाम. सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम ஆனந்த விருந்தாவன் சம்பு பை சில கவி கர்ணபுரா. So now we are celebrating actually the swing festival here. So originally the swing festival started in Vrindavan Dham when Krishna was here 5000 years ago. So this is described actually as it is by Kavi Karnapura. Kavi Karnapura is actually reporting, you will see now when we read, he is giving a running commentary. What is exactly is happening, he is reporting exactly. So how is it possible for him? He is an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the son of Sivananda Sena, is again an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When his childhood itself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his toe in the mouth of Kavi Karnapura. Initially he gave a name, Puridasa, Paramananda Dasa, Paramananda Puridasa. But later on, when he told him at the age of 7, to say something about Radhe and Krishna, so he compiled actually a sloka where he is glorified Krishna as the ornament of the gopis of Vrindavan. So he said, I am changing your name, you are a Kavi and you glorified Krishna, so your name is Kavi Karnapura. So also it is mentioned that he is actually a Sakhi in Vrijalila. So when exactly this pastime took place, Krishna did the swing festival, this Kavi Karnapura was also as a Vrijalila Sakhi. So that is why he is able to write, he is able to report exactly, same, he remembers. So his name was Gunachuda Sakhi in Vrijalila. So he came in Chaitanya Lila, Kavi Karnapura. So lot of first times of Vrindavan he has written as it is. So when we'll read, we'll understand that he is reporting what exactly has happened. It's not from his imagination he's telling or writing. So I'll read and actually explain to you. The stealing of Krishna's fruit occurred in the middle of the springtime holy festival. On another day, Krishna performed the swing festival Julan Yatra, which is the perfect object of meditation for those who desiring a taste of devotion. On that day, the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna far surpass the sporting of the demigods and their wives in the celestial gardens. This chapter describes Krishna's ecstatic swing festival which is incomprehensible to the three words. Om ajnana timirandasya jnana jnana shalagaya chachurun milidam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha mugam karoti vachalam bangum langayade girim യത്കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ ശ്രീഗുരും ദിനദാരണം പരമാനന്ദമാധവം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യീശ്വരം ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ജയനാം സുരതോ ഭംഗോർ മമ മന്ദമദേ ഗതി മസർവസ്വപദാംബോജോ രാധാമദനമോഹനോ കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ നന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനേ നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രേ ആരാധ്യോ ഭഗവാൻ വിജേഷതനയാത് തഥാമ വൃന്ദാവനം രമ്യാഗാചിതുപാസന വ്രജമധു വർഗേണയാ കൽപിതാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം പുരാണമലം പ്രേമാപുമാർത്തോ മഹാൻ ശ്രീചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭോർമദമിതം തത്രാദരോ ന പരഹ വന്ദേ നന്ദബ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീക്ഷണ സഹ തേഷാമരിഗതോദ്ഗീത പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം സോ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഡ്യൂരിംഗ് ദിസ് സ്പ്രിംഗ് സീസൺ മൺസൂൺ സീസൺ ശ്രാവൺ മൈന മെനി പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈം ടുക്ക് പ്ലേസ് Krishna Leela took place in Vrindavan Dham. So it is mentioned Kavi Karnapura that stealing of Krishna's flute also happened in this time. So it is a pastime. Those who are gone to Nithivan, you can see there is a temple. There is, I think, the whole world, only one temple is there where Radharani is playing the flute along with Lalita and Vishakha. So that pastime took place. Sometime we can discuss that. Somehow all the gopis of Vrindavan, they were jealous on this flute, because when he is playing the flute, he is attracting everyone. Everyone's mind, everything is attracted. So they wanted to steal actually the flute at least one day from him, because he cannot live without flute. That is his weapon. So it happened, finally went to Radharani, and Krishna searched everybody, security checkup, and he found actually it was with her. So that pastime took place in this month only. Then exactly afterwards, the swing festival started actually. Nobody can describe, Kavi Karnapura says, nobody can describe the swing festival, how it took place. It is, nobody can compare with anyone. He says actually even the sporting of the demigod with their wives in celestial gardens is sometimes it is glorified. It's so beautiful, so. But nobody says this cannot be even compared with that. It's beyond that. The swing festival was held in a special place in Vrindavana, which was bordered by a line of desire trees of equal height with round trunks and branches whose ends intertwined leaving a bare space in the middle. The line of trees appeared like a wall of sapphire jewels. Besides the birds inhabiting these trees, the presiding deities of the forest had placed various items in the trees, including chamara, silk cloth, long strands of pearls, jewels, fruits and flowers. A square-shaped garden, golden stage, stood in the center of the decorated trees. In the middle of the stage was a jeweled kunja, with four doors. Four Harichandana trees stood as pillars in the corners of the kunja. In the intertwining of the trees, upper branches formed an overhead canopy. The swing hung on the golden ropes tied to the branches of the Harichandana trees. The arena appeared in the center. Each Gopi group leader had a personal kunja with a swing in the four directions radiating from this central arena. So it happened actually in the Vrindavan Dham. Still when we are going in the Vrajamandal Parikrama, we go through this place, still that big swing is there. And you can see similar type of trees are also there. So it is mentioned, as I said, Kavi Karnapura is reporting running commentary. What it is exactly there he is telling. He's not imagining and telling. So this, even the nature, Prakriti, in Vrindavan, everything is actually meant for the pleasure of the Lord. So now when we go to Nithivan, we can see the kunjas are there. You cannot see anywhere else in the world that kunjas are made in such a way. Two can sit under that, three can sit under that, four can sit under that. They say it is about 1,008 kunjas are there within it. So still, Rasa Leela is going on there. Sarasali is a place. In the evening, even the monkeys will come out. Radharani is decorating room is there. And it is kept so clean. So they are grown, this Vrinda is grown in such a way that for the pleasure of the Lord, for the residents, for sitting under this. Even just now when I went there, somebody was telling me, even though so many leaves are dried from the kunja, from the trees, Vrinda, it is not fallen anywhere and it is kept dirty or something like that. It is clean, as if somebody is cleaned. There is a ditch actually under the kunja, one side. All the dried leaves will fall directly on this ditch. Even though it is on one corner, it all dried, so it is actually this still happening. So the trees mentioned here is of equal height. It is all meant for this swing festival. He made it. And it has got a round trunks. You know, you cannot see anywhere the round trunks. Just like in the, when we go to Terkadam. Terkadam, the trees are growing actually, the branches are in a flat. It is in a flat. Not only one tree, two, three trees are there, it is flat. Why? From Krishna is coming from Nandagram for cowherding. And he is sitting above that and he is playing the flute for the pleasure of the Lord. That also is a rasasali. So many wonderful things are there to be seen around Vrindavan still because the Nitya Leela is going on. So it is mentioned, Kavi Karnapura is mentioning that the trees are grown in such an equal height and they made a canopy on the top by intertwining the branches. And the presiding deities of the forest, they all making the arrangements. Here we are making the arrangements. There, they knew that this is going to happen, so they are making all arrangements. So, jewels, the birds, everybody took part in it. Presiding deities, the forest had placed various jewels, fruits, flowers, everything is decorated. The trees are decorated very nicely. And a square-shaped golden stage stood in the center of the decorated trees. So trees are grown in such a way that in the middle there is a space. Here also we can see we made it between the trees, the kunjas are made. There is a square type actually. The stage is made. And in the middle of the stage, a kunja with the four doors, opening and four sides. Four Harichandana trees are the pillars for the kunja. The intertwining of the trees, upper branches form an overhead canopy, swing hung on thin golden ropes, real golden ropes. It has already appeared there. Tied to the branches of the Harichandana trees, this arena appeared in the center. Each gopi group had a personal kunja with swing in the four directions radiating from the center arena. Center arena, there is a swing and four openings are there, and all the four sides, every group leader, gopis have got their own swings are there. It's just like a residence. Krishna will be there in every swing. The other arena, lined with pleasant devadaru trees, radiated green all around and resonant with singing of young cooing birds. So this is one arena, I said. He said other arenas are there surrounding that area. So many devadaru trees. When we go from Haridwar to the Chardham Yatra, we can see still that devadaru trees are there. Very beautiful trees are there on the both sides. So still in Vrindavan also it is there. Where this took place, it is there. So everybody, all the inhabitants of Vrindavana, they wanted to take part in this swing festival. Whatever they could do to serve the Lord. So they also, green leaves are there, radiated green color. We also put green color here. Then so many birds are also took place in it, cooing. They are making the sound. They are very happy. They served an embodiment of the festivity for the entire earth. So it looks like that the entire earth is celebrating actually the swing festival. So one swing hung from each pair of trees, and sitting platforms for the gopis encircled the bases of these trees. So there are so many swings. Every swing actually it is connected to the pair of trees. I told you, between the trees there is a space, and the branches are made in such a way that they can hang golden rings and then put the swing on it. Golden chains tied securely to the branches of the trees hung down in straight lines. In the center arena, four lines of swings belonging to different group leaders faced the four doors of the main kunja. So other group leaders are also, they made the swing on four sides. Herds of deer frolicked about joyfully in the flat, open land surrounding the kunjas. So the deers are also started coming actually. And when we go actually, we can see in Raman Reti, still you can see there are so many deers are there, opposite side. It is for pressure of the Lord. The hearts of everyone immediately flooded with joy just by seeing these areas, which were illuminated by Chintamani gems and by trees as brilliant as coral. The top branches of the trees joined to form natural pleasing green canopies, gazing forward, upward, forward, forever. One could not find the tops of those tall trees. So by seeing each and every living entity, everybody was so happy to see the arrangements. We also started actually the work started 1 week ago. So everybody has got a pleasure. Oh, now the swing festival is going to happen. So many decorations every day, every day, every day. So everybody was happy to see the arrangements. And what is mentioned here, the Chintamani gems and coral, it is not imagination. It was there. I told you, Kavi Karnapura, he was a Sakhi at the time. So he could remember in Chaitanya Leela, he is reporting everything as it is. So these things were there. The top branches again, they made a canopy. That was there, they made a pandal, like, So nobody can see the top of the tree because in between everything is covered. The moonlight filtering through the canopies of the trees made small filaments of light on the forest floor that looked like piles of sesame and rice. Thinking it food, the female deer tried to lick it. The four kunja mandapas were so similar that even the devadas could distinguish them only by their placement and different directions. In those areas, the Vanadevis had stretched the canopy in preparation for the swing festival. So Vanadevis are also took place in this festival. They also made actually big pandal. The whole area was covered actually to do this festival. The scattered moonlight appeared like pearl belts taken from the deities of the direction, broken by the steady wind, the broadcast on the earth out of respect for the land of Vrindavana. So even the moonlight also, it cannot come directly because of the canopy. Through the in between, even just like a small line, golden line or gold silver line, they could appear actually on the floor. And it was actually an advertisement, big advertisement of Vrindavan Dham. It appeared as if all the stars in the sky in great bliss left their positions to come offer respect to the land of Vrindavana. So even we could see the stars are coming, all the planet system stars are coming to take part in this particular festival. So they were all in ecstasy. Places of rustling silk cloth from the goddess of the sky formed the rooftops of the kunjas and hung down quivering like tongues trying to lick the dust of Vrindavana. The nets of pearls hanging from that cloth were swinging gently in the soft breeze and pleasantly resounding like tinkling angle bells. So from the skies, actually the clothes, beautiful clothes were hanged. It was coming down in such a way that the sky wanted to touch actually the Brijathuli, Vrindavan, dust of the Vrindavan. So dust of the Vrindavan Dhuli is so famous because Krishna himself is Nityalila is going on and three things are available where in touch with Krishna is still available. That is Brijathuli, then is Govardhan, third is Yamunamayi. So these three things are still there, still Nityalila is going on. Everybody was hungering actually to get the dust from Vrindavan. The nets of pearls hanging from the cloth were swinging gently. So they were making some tinkling sound also while the wind was going on. The forest gods and the decorated and canopies with strings of various kinds of fruits and with final scented chamaras resembling white lotuses born from the sky or swans flying up from the lake of moonlight. The swing arena carried the celestial scent of aromatic aguru fumes, drops of perfumes excused from the kalpa druma trees and piles of camphor dust which made lines of white smoke in the sky. Impatient and anxious to begin the swing festival, the devadas and their wives, the siddhas, vidyadharas, charanas and kinaras played their instruments as they arrived in the Vrindavana in their innumerable celestial airplanes. So a lot of scents were brought actually, chamaras, and everybody was giving some gift, aromatic aguru from the trees, the perfumes, everything was put on actually in this arena. And they were all very anxious to see this festival is starting, when it is starting, when it is starting, when Krishna is coming. So impatiently everybody was waiting. And he said that all the Kinara, Charanas, Vidyadhara, Siddhas, everybody along with their wives in the celestial airplanes, they started lining up with the whole sky actually. It is said that there is a big traffic jam. There is no place actually. All the celestial planes came to see this. Everybody was actually in a very anxiety to see this. They are all lined up with the traffic jam. We want to be first. In a jubilant mood of gentle goddess from different forests carrying various festival ingredients in their hands assembled in Vrindavana with the friendship, kindness and all good qualities. They finished decorating the swing arena and built an impressive entrance with the best garlands. So the entrance was also, we also, the entrance we put a garland even at outside. So as per this description, it should be there. It is there. And everybody, all the deities of the forest, they came with a lot of flowers, lot of fruits, and they started actually decorating very nicely. They pitched peacefully on the twigs and branches of the trees around the arena. Eager to see the wonderful swing festival, the birds sang the glories of Krishna while their own hearts swung in delight. So even the demigods also, they came with the airplanes and they were singing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even the birds started actually singing. Still when we go to Vrindavanda, we can see the parrots. Parrots are singing. Lot of parrots are singing. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or the songs they are singing and going. Very nicely. Forgetting all troubles and impelled by curiosity, varieties of deer gathered in the kunjas. They stood as motionless in figures in paintings. So all the deer came actually after completing all the decorations, fruit decoration, flower decorations, everybody was contributing. The deer also said, we also want to do something. They came and they were standing in the kunja as motionless, as if, you know, we purchased something and doll and kept it there. They were all waiting actually. Appearing as if they had not been attracted to the forest by the sound of the Krishna's flute, had not abandoned their household duties and not opposed their elders, the doe-eyed gopis, like touchstone for pleasurable pastimes, suddenly manifested out of nowhere as if coming directly from the desired trees. So when all the arrangements are done, very beautiful arrangements are done, suddenly Krishna, Kavikarnapura says that suddenly, just like from desert tea, they came, all the gopis came out. This time they have not come by hearing the flute sound, or they were not stopped by their relatives or the husbands. Naturally, they just appeared actually, as if the big festival is going to happen. And they dressed up very nicely, loin glisten, ready for dancing. They were ready for dancing. They were fluffy petticoats covered with one slick dress extending to their anklets. Glittering bodies beautified their breasts. Their effulgent bodies were adorned with festive colored sashes and tinkling waist belts. They dress up very nicely in such a way that they are going to do the rasa dance. The soft, rounded shoulders of the gopis rivaled the flower bow of Cupid. The gopis had tucked flower arrows in their girdles and held flower bombs in their hands. They came with a lot of flower bombs to shoot on Krishna. In the arena of the artful, amusing singing pastime, the blissful gopis appeared like the incarnation of Riti. They were very beautiful. The gopis were very beautiful looking. Some gopis had flower pollen scratches hidden in the golden waist belts. Those bags of pollen seemed like the accumulated wealth of their skill in love making, collected over a long period of time for purchasing the jewel of Krishna's mind. So they made all the flowers, they brought all the flowers, everything, just to have a love making festival, love making wealth. It is said it's a wealth, they brought it, competition. And they all wanted actually to purchase the mind of Krishna. They came in such a way. Some gopis held thousands of flasks filled with the fragrant agru, musk, camphor and sandalwood ointments. These thin, delicate flasks would break upon with the breath. Others carried ignitiously designed syringes filled with the flower essences, kunguma water, sandalwood water and musk water, the gopis look like well-armed soldiers ready for the battle of love. As I said, they brought so many items to take part in the battle of love. Who can conquer the mind of Krishna and dance with him? Anxiously awaiting the arrival of Radhika, Radha, Shyama to start the festival, each of the gopis, the jewels among women, who are more beautiful than that of the soldiers of Cupid, thought that she would sing first. The gopis entered the four areas around the main arena while discussing the among themselves. Out of excitement, they made a din with their loud laughing that resembled the sweet cueing of the cuckoos. So they're all waiting very anxiously, the Radha Shyama, Radhika Shyama, when Radhika Shyama is coming. And all the gopis were moving around and they were discussing actually, who will put the swing first? Who will take the swing first? I will do it. So they were having competition and they were laughing. And also they were making the sound of the cuckoos. Cuckoo! 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 Nobody is making sound. In the Kokilavan, Krishna actually, he just like a cuckoo, he went there and he was calling actually Radharani. She was actually not allowed to come out, and the gopis. So like that, the gopis of Vrindavan, they used to say the whatever Krishna is taking, the mocking some sound, they used to make and they used to play around. Oh, Krishna was making like that. So they were actually resembling the cuckoo sound. Krishna entered the swing arena with his left arm. Now everything is ready. Now Radha and Krishna is coming. Everybody should be ready to receive them. The beautiful Radhika and Krishna, Shamsundar, is coming actually. It is mentioned, Kavi Karnapura is telling, Krishna entered the swing area with his left arm resting on Radhika's shoulder, holding the flute. In his right hand, Krishna twirled the lotus flower while his bangles chimed happily. A pleasing peacock feather topped his reddish turban that tilted attractively to one side. So Kavi Karnapura is giving exactly what is actually happened. The left hand of Krishna is on the shoulder of Radharani. And the right hand, he's got a lotus flower. He's twirling like this. In Bhagavatam also, there is one sloka, how he is entering into the forest. So beautiful, and how beautiful he looked, he is describing here. Pleasing peak of feather topped his reddish turban that tilted attractively to one side. Krishna's elegant earrings and ear lotuses swung in the breeze created by the bees circling his head. Very kundala he is wearing. Fine cloth kissed his limbs. Is wearing a fine cloth, Pidambaram. It is kissing his limbs because of the wind. Lit by the jewels of his crown and bracelets, Krishna shone attractively with his pearl necklaces, tinged red from the rays of the Kaustubha jewel. Light, delicate footsteps ascended his graceful yet playful gait. Jeweled anklets and belts adorned with his lotus feet. So complete description is given. What are the ornaments he was wearing, cloth he was wearing, how beautiful. Krishna, his splendid tips, lips shining, appeared somewhat drowsy from the chewing betel nut. There is a betel nut in his mouth. So reddish color lips are there. He looks like he is intoxicated with that. Yet his influence easily defeated the combined radiance of all the jewels adorning the ladies of in the heaven. You cannot compare with the jewels of the ladies of the heaven what the beauty Krishna had. Krishna's effulgence took the shape of a jewel mace to announce his entrance into the bower of jewel trees. As Krishna and his servants ascended the dais surrounding the swing, the birds screeched. So while Krishna is coming, everybody is welcoming, and even the Birds are also started actually screaming when they said, what you were screaming? Jai Ho! Tell. Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jai Ho! Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, 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 Sri Govinda Gopinada, Madana Mohana. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, the trees and creepers felt such rapture that their limbs erupted with tiny bumps and honey streamed down like a torrent of tears. When the peacocks stared at Radha and Krishna, they thought they were seeing dark rain clouds, flashing lightning. So even the trees actually, they started crying in the form of torrents of tears. The honey was coming out of the tears when Krishna, Radha and Krishna appeared in the arena. And the peacocks actually looked at Radha and Krishna. Usually the peacocks are attracted to the clouds, fresh cloud. So they looked first just like a fresh cloud with lightning, Radha's color, lightning, fresh color, Shama. So they were knowing who is this Radha and Krishna from before, but still they started actually, madly they were crying. Kiyo! 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 Nobody can make sound. Peacock sound. Kiyo! Kiyo! When you go in the Vrindavan, for Vrindavan Parikrama in the morning, you can see they were all, because they are seeing actually Radha and Krishna. Early in the morning. So Kiyo means, who are these two persons? Kiyo! 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 So they were all surprised. They were very happy. They were shouting, Krishna, 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 Radhe and Krishna. Radhe! 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 So different celestial denizens joined Krishna and gopis to celebrate their Julan Leela. In attendance there were charming Charanas, male, female, Kimburishas, and the wives of Siddhas beating expertly on Madala and Pavana Druma in their delicate hands. The spotless heavenly damsels from Sorga and the Apsaras directed by Urvashi held Chamaras as radiant as waves in the Mandagini river. They showered fragrant flowers from the Nandaganana gardens, which glittered like stars as they fell through the sky. So everybody took part. This festival is going to start. Swing is going to be started. So all Siddhas, Kinaras, everybody, they started singing. And Apsaras, all the Mandagini river, everybody came with Chamaras. Everybody wanted to take some seva. Everybody wanted to some seva. Here also everybody wanted some seva. Some seva for the swing festival. So whatever seva they could do it, everybody came down to do the seva. And from Nandaganana, that is actually in the heavenly planet. Beautiful flowers, fragrant flowers are there. All the demigods started actually putting the flowers onto Radhe and Krishna in Vrindavan. In this atmosphere, Krishna mounted the attractive, comfortable seat of the saint. Comfortably, he started actually looking at everybody. He started singing in the center arena. The swing, he started sitting comfortably. Krishna looked like a regal crest jewel sitting on the cotton seat. The cloth covering the seat was withered than the form that approached during the churning of the milk ocean. Shining pillows also adorned the beautiful seat. Seeing that amazingly wonderful swing purified the vision. They empowered the eyes to see other objects in the fresher way. While the Devadas played sweet music, Mukunda and Radha marveled at the intricate workmanship of the jewel lamps illuminating the swing. So Krishna started sitting there. The beauty is Krishna Karna, Karnapura is actually describing the beauty. Cannot be compared with anything. So that beautiful Lord, he was sitting, started sitting on the, attractively he was sitting on the, he mounted on the seat, on the swing. And all the Kinnaras, all Devadas, they played their, whatever music instrument they had, they started actually singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Trembling out of ecstatic love, Radhika and her friends sat beside Krishna. First Krishna sat down, now Radhika is also sitting down. Who rested his left arm on Radhika's shoulder. Again in the swing, Krishna put the left hand on the shoulder of Radharani. When the Lord ascended the exquisite swing and displayed his sweet beauty, which defeated the fickle currents of the river of nectarian beauty, the Devadas and their wives lost all composure. As the ardent desire of the Devadas hurts to get a closer view of the divine couple moved out of their hearts to express itself, it choked their throats. With that hope, they left the middle sky and descended to the more favorable lower borders of the sky. So when Radharani also sat down, so the beautiful divine couple, the beauty, the Devadas, they could not comprehend actually. They became like a mad. Their throat choked up when they were singing. And they could not see. No, we want to go close. From the sky they started coming down, closer to the next line of the sky. Lower border of the sky they started actually. Here also, when though we cannot see, all the 33 crore Devadas are coming to see the festival. We cannot see them. Maybe some of them, when the crowd comes, we cannot see, we cannot identify who this personality came from where. Maybe in different dress. But it is a fact, according to Kavi Karnapura, the Devadas are coming, early they are coming to attend to this festival, beautiful festival. When lotus-eyed Chandravali and other gopi group leaders beheld the especially inmate feature of the Krishna sitting upon the swing, their eyes sparkled with the blissful love. The gopis adorned with colorful makeup and tinkling bells mounted their respective strings and loudly sang sweet songs in the appropriate tempo. Chandravali and her group sat facing Murari. Bhadra and her associates sat on his right, Shyama and her followers on the left, and Dhanya and her assistants sat behind Murari. So even Chandravali, the other thing, they also started mounting on their particular swing, and all the important gopis, leaders, they started sitting around Krishna and Radha. Crowding the four outer yards, other joy-filled gopis sang melodious songs with the finest artistic skill. Their effulgent complexion conquered a garden of golden grippers. As they softly vibrated their seven-stringed veenas, the gopas produced passing ambrosial music of unequaled excellence. Holding on with one hand and swing their bodies, the gopis moved gaily on the swings as swarms of bees followed them. So everybody took part actually in the kirtana. Everybody, in whichever way, loudly they can sing. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Oh, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana. So now both of them, they came and they sat down, all the gopis sat down, the swing is ready to move. The swing is ready to move. First, yes, the manjaris gracefully pushed the swing. Vrinda and Adi shouted, Jai Ho! 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 Rasadi Bari! So it started actually moving. Manjari started actually pushing first. Actually, they got the chance actually. But telling Jai Ho, Jai Ho, glorifying, glorifying. While blissfully absorbed in singing, Radha and Krishna hurled colors, powders on the gopis. Actually, this is along with some holi. Holi also they played along with this. Everybody's brought some chandan powder, kunkuma, different flowers. So when they started moving, Radha and Krishna, he put actually the color on the gopis. When Chandravali and Adhe Sakis returned the holi with their powders, Radha and Krishna revealed a unique state of fresh beauty. As the powders thrown at Krishna blew away in the wind, the gopis filled their reddened hands with sandalwood powder and Adhe's fragrance to bomb Krishna again. So when Krishna put the color, they also actually put the color on Radha and Krishna. And Krishna looked always, already both of them are beautiful, but when the powder is gone to them, they became more beautiful. That's it. But the wind actually, they didn't like somebody is putting, you know, on Krishna, the original beauty you wanted to see. Wind has actually moved and removed all the color powder on from Krishna and Radha. Radhika's friends who appears in shooting pickeries, fruit of sweet smelling, colored water, assembled around the swing of Radha and Krishna. Suddenly Chandravali and her sakis attacked Radha and Krishna with piskaris full of color. So like this actually, they started playing, the holi they started playing. And Krishna also given a lot of pleasure to the gopis. He came down, he was putting color on them, giving darshan on them, playing with them, dancing with them. And it was a very, very beautiful, colorful festival. and everybody has enjoyed. Devadas enjoyed, all participants they enjoyed, and everybody started actually glorifying the swing festival. So whatever we discussed here, it is actually the real. It is not actually the imagination. As I said, Kavi Karnapura, with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted him to write actually all these things. Mahaprabhu actually blessed him. I told you, he put his toe in the mouth of Kavi Karnapura when he was very small, and he started actually singing at the age of 7. He compiled a very beautiful song. So he is reporting actually there is much more in it because of time constraint. So we can, in the beginning he said actually, those who want devotion towards Radha and Krishna, just meditating on this pastime after seeing that, don't forget actually the, everybody should wait for the next day, next year. The swing festival is so beautiful. It has given a lot of pleasure for Krishna and Radha and others also. So Jiva Goswami is also singing actually the beautiful pastime. So I will not take 2 minutes only. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha. Sing. Krishna Prema Mayi Radha. Radha Prema Mayo Hari. Radha Prema Mayo Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Krishna Syadravinam Radha. Krishna Syadravinam Radha. Radha Yadravinam Hari. Radha Yadravinam Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Krishna Pranamayi Radha. Krishna Pranamayi Radha. Radha Pranamayo Hari. Radha Pranamayo Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Krishna Drava Mayi Radha. Krishna Drava Mayi Radha. Radha Drava Mayo Hari. Radha Drava Mayo Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Krishna Gege Stida Radha. Krishna Gege Stida Radha. Radha Gege Stido Hari. Radha Gege Stido Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Jivane Nidhane Nityam. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Radha Krishna Gadir Mama. Krishna Chitta Stida Radha. Krishna Chitta Stida Radha. Radha Chitta Stido Hari. Radha Chitta Stido Hari. ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, நீலாம்பரதர ராதா, நீலாம்பரதர ராதா, பிதாம்பரதரோ ஹரி, பிதாம்பரதரோ ஹரி, ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ராதா, விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ராதா, கிருஷ்ண விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரா, கிருஷ்ண விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரா, ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ஜீவனே நிதனே நித்யம், ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா கிருஷ்ண கதிர் மம, ராதா ராஸ் பிகாரி கீ ஜெய், ஸ்விங் ஃபெஸ்டிவல் கீ ஜெய், ஓர பிரேமானந்தே ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. This Krishna Pranamay Radha, who composed this?
Jiva Goswami.
Huh?
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami, yeah. And this Jayo Radhe Jayo Krishna was composed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, correct? Jayo Radhe Jayo Krishna, that was composed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, correct? Yeah. And then this Kavi Karnapura and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, were they lived at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.